Joining me today on the RX Top 10 is Elvin Ace, who was the first paraplegic swimmer to complete the swim from Robben Island to Blåbjerg Beach. After a car accident left him paralyzed from the chest down, he shifted his focus to making his body stronger. He loves triathlon and was the first South African paraplegic to ever complete the Ironman triathlon. Welcome, Elvin. How are you doing today?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm doing really well.
So I gave a brief introduction, but just to add to that, could you tell us a bit more about yourself?
Yeah, so just to fill in some of the blanks, I used to be a semi-professional rugby player, and then I got in a car accident, and my life just changed completely from there. But since then, that was about 6 years ago, I just made the decision to carry on with life, carry on with what I still have left, and that appeared to be a lot more than I actually realized. My love for sport and the outdoors and adventure just never really went away, and I just embraced it fully, doing all the things that I've actually always wanted to do, which was doing an Ironman and swimming from Blåbjerg or from Robben Island to Blåbjerg, and all these kind of stuff. So yes, physically I might have changed a lot, but on the inside I'm still the same person. And I'm just actually living my life to the full.
And that decision that you took to keep going and to focus on sport, what was it that kept you motivated to train?
Yeah, so I went through a very dark time and a time where I really felt like my life is actually over and I don't have much to live for. But my eyes actually, it opened when I saw that I'm still in a very favorable position. There are people a lot worse off than me, that they can't, move their arms and their hands at all. And it just made me realize that, look, I actually still have a lot left in me. Yes, I might not be able to walk, and I did lose a lot. I'm not taking that away from it, but I still have so much left. And it doesn't actually take away the difficult days, but I soon realized that, if I just keep on going, if I just keep on trying, the doors started opening, and soon I just embraced life and what it still has to offer for me.
And what was that feeling like when you swam up to Blåbjerg Beach and realized that you'd completed the swim?
Yeah, that was pretty surreal. I mean, I came to the end and I kept on asking my friends around me. I was like, are we done? Did we just do this? Like, did this really just happen? It was such a surreal experience. You train so long for something, you put in all this hard work, and then it just all comes to an end. And it actually happened so quickly. It took me 3 hours and 3 minutes, but it just happened so quickly. And you really have to take in the moment. I remember when I was about 100 or 150 meters from the beach, I actually stopped swimming and I just looked back and I looked at the people on the beach and I looked back at Robben Island. Because I knew when I'm going to get to the beach and get carried out that I won't be able to just take it all in and embrace that moment. So I'm really happy that I did that. It was an incredible experience.
And then obviously during the pandemic, it must have been a difficult time with regards to your training. What sort of impact has that had on it?
Yeah, that was incredibly difficult. I think the biggest part was the uncertainty. When are there going to be events again? Are there going to be any events again? And 2020 turned out to be, there were no events. So it was very difficult to actually keep on training. And in that time, I remember I really had to look inside of myself and ask myself, okay, so am I just training for the events, or do I actually just love to train and exercise and have a healthy life? And do I really love doing what I'm doing? So that really made me ask some big questions. I did take some dips when I didn't want to train, where I was like, okay, but it's not even worth it. Like, what are you actually doing? You don't know if anything's going to happen after this. So it really made me, dig deeper in myself and my own heart to get to know myself a lot better.
And then our theme today is Onward and Upwards, which definitely ties into that journey and basically your whole journey with triathlons and swimming from Robben Island to Blåbjerg Beach. So for the younger listeners that might be facing a difficult time, what words of encouragement could you share with them?
So the first thing that comes to mind is definitely that anything is possible. I know where I was 6 years ago, knowing that my life is basically coming to an end, or it wasn't an end, and where I am today. And I'm just like looking back, and I'm just in awe actually of it all, thinking that, wow, how could I have been so naive to believe and have no hope in the future? And it's just a testimony of that anything is possible. Your situation can change in an instant. And yes, 6 years might seem long, but there were small little moments along the journey where things changed instantly. You know, the one day it wasn't looking good, and the next day you get like a sponsorship or a bike to do the Ironman, or you know, these kind of things. So you never know when that breakthrough is, but by giving up and just, you know, stopping and not dreaming, that breakthrough is never going to happen. So the key is really to just keep on going and keep it, you know, in the back of your mind, and keep your eye on the prize that breakthrough will come, no matter what you're doing. If it is a job, if it is sport, no matter what it is, that breakthrough will come if you just keep on knocking on that door.
Going forward now, looking to the future, what's the next challenge that you're going to be tackling?
Yeah, so directly after the swim, I already started asking myself and praying about it, like, what is the next thing? What next do I want to do? And there are some ideas that I have. I truly believe that in this next year or so, events aren't going to return immediately. So doing an Ironman event, I don't know when that's going to return. I have no idea. So I'm looking at doing more personally funded and organized events like the Robben Island Swim. So I do have some ideas, but all I can say is that it feels like I'm just getting started. Like all the things that I have in my mind are a lot bigger, and the things that I have done is very small in comparison with what I'm actually planning. So I don't actually want to say too much what exactly, but it will be more, I would say, like staged events. Like it will take a few days to complete. It won't just be a one-day event. So those kind of things really excite me. Some real challenging endurance events.
And then if people are interested in that and want to follow your journey and follow what you're doing, are there ways for them to do that?
Yeah, sure. So the two biggest platforms I make use of is YouTube and Instagram. So on YouTube, I put on all my training stuff, what is coming next. I document all the events and the journey to getting to the event. And that's actually the real beautiful thing to see, is the journey towards the event and not just the event itself. And then, of course, on Instagram, you'll find my day-to-day stuff, what I get up to.
Well, Alvin, thank you so much for joining us on RX Radio. It's been great having you on.
It's a big pleasure. Thanks for having me.